Two rather aggressive cool fronts will be moving through the Midwest as we go forward over the coming week, and these two systems will likely produce enough rain to cause a little bit of delay in farming activity. But the moisture content in the rain events themselves will be only locally great enough to lift the soil moisture. Several areas will only see a very brief interruption to field work. The first frontal system will likely begin to push into the western Corn Belt overnight tonight. We do have a low-pressure center that will be forming in the plains as we go through the day today, and showers and thunderstorms this morning were already occurring across a portion of the southern plains and also in the southern fringes of the Midwest from Missouri into parts of Kentucky. As we go forward into the day today, we'll likely see a little bit of that precipitation lift up just slightly to the north, but we'll wait for a new low-pressure center to become better organized in the southern plains before we start shifting the precipitation more significantly into the western Corn Belt. The storm system is expected to do just that, though. It will move across portions of Kansas and into Iowa and Missouri as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. And as a result, we'll likely see some of the greatest rainfall with the event occurring from Iowa and parts of Missouri over to Michigan. The rain totals in that corridor probably run from maybe a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, with some local totals to an inch and a half, whereas the amounts to the southeast of that region, including Indiana, Ohio, and parts of Kentucky, will rarely be more than probably a quarter to a half inch. Some of the northwesternmost portions of the Midwest will also not see much in the way of meaningful precipitation with this event, and that will leave them in a drier mode. The second frontal system that's likely to impact the Midwest will begin to debut in the western Corn Belt as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. That frontal system initially will be very poorly organized, and not a great deal of moisture will be associated with it. But as time moves on and the system works its way further to the east across the Midwest, we'll likely see greater amounts of Gulf moisture working its way into the frontal boundary, and the frontal boundary itself will become better defined with a sharper temperature contrast across the region both in front of and behind the frontal boundary itself. And that will set the stage for a greater potential for rainfall as the frontal system crosses the Mississippi River sometime late Wednesday into Thursday of next week. And that's when rainfall will probably become a little better organized. So the bottom line here on the second event is that the western Corn Belt will probably continue to see the least amount of rainfall, leaving some of those areas from Nebraska into Minnesota and the Dakotas running quite dry. The frontal system in the eastern Midwest, though, will likely produce another quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, and perhaps a few locations might get more than an inch of moisture. The Delta and the southeastern states will also be impacted by both of these frontal systems I've mentioned this morning, and the first event will likely impact the Delta on Sunday and into the southeast on Monday, with the second event focusing mostly on the second half of next week. The temperatures across the Midwest are expected to rebound a little bit, warm up as we get away from the surface high pressure center that's responsible for chilly temperatures here this morning. We'll look for high temperatures this afternoon, limited to the 40s and 50s across the northern two-thirds of the Midwest, with a few 60s in the south. But by the time we get to the early part of next week, it'll be quite a bit warmer in some locations. In fact, tomorrow we'll likely see temperatures well into the 70s from parts of Iowa into Indiana and southward. In fact, 80-degree temperatures may also occur from Kansas into portions of southern Illinois and western Kentucky real briefly tomorrow, and then Sunday will turn a little bit cooler again, and then we'll rebound with temperatures warming up again during midweek next week before the second frontal system arrives. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.